Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. Dove Knight Matter Part 2 will be coming out March 3rd. And I love doing this podcast to talk about it because it's part of who I am, which is the creative focus, and it's part of a dream, a fantasy to come true, to do it for a living in Hollywood. But to talk about some issues related to my life, and here's a song called Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Undermine my potential, made up lies about my mental health, say I'm a client and this and that. When I may say client, say I'm a mentally ill person, and I'm not. But the truth is insulting to a lot of artists in the industry who did get very far because some of them have mental health issues. The only mental health issues I had was overcoming the traumatic situations of homelessness and my early childhood struggles, but I'm fine. But nevertheless, for them to make stories or allegations about me to undermine my potential and to make allegations that they stole my song or make money from it and, you know, use my material is also a sign of a sociopath and an evil human being. And I didn't even really get really far, you know, in terms of the type of followers that I need to make in music. And I was progressing not only as a singer and songwriter, but as an individual and trying to be good to others. Well, these people I consider are obstacles and a danger, all because I have these ambitions and positive goal-getting situations does not mean that I deserve to be targeted because of someone else's envy or jealousy or refusal to take responsibility for their own lives. But that's what happened. Just because I tried to better myself or want to have ambition or have a dream, that lots of people who live near Hollywood, where San Gabriel Valley or Burbank or San Fernando Valley or West Hollywood or so on, et cetera, et cetera, there are lots of people whose dreams haven't happened yet or reached the top. And I'm one of them. I still have that dream. Doesn't mean I deserve to be ridiculed or harassed or attacked like I was today simply because of someone's jealousy or someone's trying to undermine my potential. The other side of the situation was insanity. The insane side was dealing with people I haven't seen in years or, you know, from my hometown. Like I brought that up before. I don't get it. If I know the civilized situation, even if I knew somebody when I was a child and I haven't seen them in like 2 decades or 10 decades or whatever, that I don't know them really anywhere. I ain't going to go over to where they are and start following them around after a long time. The only way to deal with anybody, whether I know them or not, is to deal with them directly. That's being civilized. And I guess these people don't understand that, you know. Or dealing with somebody from a nearby area or somebody who saw me a long, long time ago. They're like a stranger. You go to people directly. And I do not like when these individuals come over to me and say they want a role model and all this and they want me to be a leader and a manager. I am not interested in being no leader of a mental health organization. Whatever they get that from, I lost interest in working in mental health in 2005, 2006. So that was it. I don't get it. They want me to do something that doesn't pertain to what I really want to do. That's not fair to me. You know, I had so many obstacles. It was kind of insane in a way of saying it doesn't make sense. So what makes sense is for me to continue with my dreams or to move on, because life has got one life to live. We are not stuck in the past or stuck when we're children, you know. You know, everybody's children? I don't think so. Unless you know them, unless you know, I know them directly now, or if I met them and I go up to them and I say, hello, that's a different story, or whatever. That doesn't make sense. So that is how it is. I want to hang around with positive people, but I also deal with the other sides of the situation. Trying to black-on-black crime. Unfortunately, this individual, they threatened my life because I was a black person trying to succeed. And that was insane and dangerous. I had to put that to the LAP just like this could be. It's the same thing as white supremacy. where a white person's targeting me because they're jealous of me, and they're going to use KKK, and so I don't hang out with people who are racist, who are white, or black, or any race. I stay away from them, or anything that near racism. But I also don't hang out with black hoodlums or black people who are jealous of me. I don't care what your race is. It's your character. It has nothing to do with discrimination. It has to do with hanging out with people who respect me for who I am. But it all had to do with me just wanting to branch out and try to go for my dream. And for them to try to undermine me for no rational reason, except to try to target me and harass me. And that doesn't make sense. I also realize the mental health situation of these people are troubled. And I hope that the protection of other people who don't go through this, criminals who target people, all because I want to better myself. I'm born to be a tragedy. I am born to be a winner. I'm not supposed to be subjected to something like this simply because I want to try to enhance my life and go for dreams at my own pace and move on. You got to move on. And I'm not going to allow racism or racial profiling in my life, just like I'm going to allow harassment or jealousy or some ignorance or some insanity simply because I am who I am, because I didn't do anything to these people. If you don't really know these people and done nothing to these people, and they get all angry with you for no reason, something is wrong with this picture. I also had people questioning my mental health and so on. This lady said she was a caseworker. I don't need no caseworker. I'm too high functioning. Questioning that she should, and you know, the criminals have this goal to put me in a conservatorship, and I thought that was criminal. I said, what for? I'm very high functioning. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had my share of so much hardship and in dealing with criminals. I had a bad karma of overcoming obstacles. I was homeless. I dealt with some of the most horrific experiences you could ever experience. And some of what I experienced recently was very, very evil. But I don't need no conservatorship. Conservatorship is for someone who can't take care of themselves, who can't take care of their, you know, who can't shower or who can't take care of their bills. Or that's who needs a conservatorship, someone really extreme. I'm too high functioning. I got a master's degree in education. I'm about to get a Juris Doctorate, Executive Juris Doctorate. So I don't understand what their criteria is, except they are sick and they are dangerous. They're mentally ill, deranged people who really put their real type of what a dangerous person is who's mentally sick. They shouldn't be walking the streets. But these allegations of what I experienced were so profound that I had to make sure that I do what I need to do. You know, I don't like talking about these issues because it's from my song Tragedy is Not What I Am. So that's what it's all about, overcoming tragedies, staying away from negative people because negative people bring negative consequences. Tragedy is Not What I Am is available on, you can listen to it on Spotify for free or buy it if you like rock and roll music. Or if you can listen to it on iTunes, Deezer. Because I did have a bad day today, and then I'm explaining what the song means. Here's another one that's similar to what I experienced. I lost myself when I was born. That's why I've written this on trauma. That will be on a CD, hopefully, in the future. But with the sixth album, I don't know. I think maybe that might be my last album because I released so many albums. I don't know. I'm going to explain that it might be my last one because seven albums is enough. However, I'm not stopping with my creative focus. And I didn't necessarily be the last album. I just think that if I make another one, it'd be my last one. We'll see. But what I'm not going to stop is releasing videos or perhaps singles. We will see about that because I have to redefine my creative focus. I got enough music out. There's a song that I am releasing called I Want You. That's going to be on Dub Night Matter Part 3. You know, I forgot to talk about it in the previous podcast because I released a video. It's on YouTube. It's about love. Love, love, love. That's what I prefer, talking about love and being positive. You know, love, 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 love. And, you know, making music with this song, because this is a pop rock song. I did this song a while back. It was so refreshing because that's something that everybody needs is love, you know, self-love first. I realized that self-love is needed with my situation because I experienced so much trauma, and that's why I wrote a song about trauma, coming across dangerous situations. But I need love. You'll see the video. It's I Want You. It's on YouTube. It's on Vevo. I have a lot of these songs on Vevo. It is like Tragedy's Not What I Am. It's not. I think I have to look into that. We will see. Tragedy's Not What I Am. Yeah. I have to look into that down the line. I don't know. But I Want You is such a positive song. It's like the song should be out March 3rd with the Dub Night Matter Part 2. The video is out. It was such a joy. It was pretty much done. The song is about finding soulmate. I worked with another person to do it, so it was refreshing. I love creating in the studio, as I do love singing on stage when I get a chance. It was about, you know, pop, something different. The storyline behind that is, I did mention in one podcast, and everything I say is truthful. Well, I was doing rock, all rock. I got rejected by so many indie labels and a few major labels out here. And I was... You know, I didn't have the, you know, mental health. My mental health was affected by all these rejections, particularly with all the struggling, because I was destitute at times, and still I had the dream to make music. So I waited for a while because I had to get my life together. And when I had enough money, I don't know how I got, you know, because I was working odd jobs, and I made a demo to do something different. So I did the pop song, I Want You. I guess it was to experiment, because I did these rock songs, and I'm like, oh, I got all this. I was panned, put down. Tossed out like a leaf on a tree, because that was my dream, and not to see my get signed to a label and to get so many letters sent to me saying I was rejected was very painful. But I had to pick myself up, and I wanted to try something different. So that was I Want You. I Want You, the vocal, I would say it was pretty much what it is. It is what it is. For what it is, and it's good, unorthodox. It was meaning that it was done in this way. At the time I did it, it was, I would say I was a rock singer trying to sing pop. So I love pop music because pop does fit my personality. But I love rock music because I love to vent. So you listen to my music, I love to vent out or talk about issues that I deal with, deep issues or issues of overcoming situations. So rock music was a way for me to express thyself. Pop was just calm, soothing to show my nice personality. And that's what it is, but I really got initially was a rock and roller because I felt rebellious and I felt an outcast and I felt it was a way to express myself. Unfortunately, after a while doing rock and roll music only, I didn't feel I was accepted in the Hollywood rock industry like I written in a book. I felt ignored, not taken seriously. And I thought, yeah, those rejections was one way, but I thought, maybe I should do something different because I was trying bands. I was in bands and they didn't work out or broke up. And so I tried something different, pop music. I would have done it anyway eventually because when I came out here to be and get in the music industry, pop music was an eventual situation for me to go into. I would have done rock, definitely, but I knew I was going to go into pop. Nevertheless, here's another song I did. I co-written. You can find that on Deezer, Spotify, etc. Again, it's about the dream, but it's also the reason why I do podcasts is to talk about what's going on with me truthfully, to show the world that talking about the dark can clean it out, can clean out for me to be in the light. So the dark side can be cleaned and thinned out for me to be healthy by simply having a conversation. But most importantly, I prefer to talk about the creative process and talk about things that are going well, which is essentially what I want to do as a podcaster. But talking about what issues I had and the stories behind that song is essential. Those songs are prophetic. Tragedy is not what I am. A trauma, a weird kind of feeling. A trauma is about a bad experience. I had so many. I'm lucky to survive these experiences. The homelessness, all that stuff, the crime victim. I'm not trying to keep talking about it because I want to be positive, but I talked about it enough. But I may bring it up to emphasize that overcoming obstacles is still going to be an issue for me to deal with in order for me to be a healthy person, which I am very healthy. And that's what the goal is with this podcast, is to talk about issues, to clean out whatever is going on, but it's connected to the songs of that I am talking about, which are going to be on the Dove Night Matter Part 2, which is going to be released March 3rd, 2021, which I hope. If there's any delays or anything, I'll let you know, because all these songs are going to be in it, because these are my greatest hits. with the exception of trauma, because trauma is just, you know, going through a lot. And I am okay. I am going to be fine, because I love a variety of music. You know, loving thyself is so essential. Here's also... Recording songs, I've done so many, and I feel I've done, and it's a triumph in releasing all these albums, 5 albums, so I hope it should, you know, releasing the 6th album should be a triumph, but a triumph in terms of release of a part of the creative destiny that I set my mind to, because I love to make music for many years. And, you know, I have other dreams and goals. The important stance is to try to reiterate that I must do what I need to do to make my dreams and to continue what I need to do and talk about the songs and what they mean. Because they're really what it's all about. I mean, it's about creativity. These songs are going to be on the Matter Part 2. This is kind of like my greatest... what I've done for years. People wonder if I made more songs. Well, I hope them release another song I like called I Do Love You. And yes, I, because of these people making up stories about me doing this and doing that, I did copyright my songs. I had to. What I'm going to do, just not copyright it. I can't release a video or a song without copyright. I copyright with the U.S. Copyright Office, with Dove Knight, and with Clyde Barnes. Clyde Barnes is my original name, but I transferred the name to Dove Knight, because Dove Knight is my legal name now. This is my name, Dove Knight. Rebirth. So that's one of the... And here's another one.
Because I
Triumph to write the song with David Waterbury because, you know, being a co-writer, I'm one of the songwriters. I'm not the only one. It was a triumph, but the triumph is just the ability to release this to the public because that's part of my dream of what I came to L.A. to do. The thorn at my side was that when I released this song, KOS was interested, KOS 95.5, K-Rock. And I sent it to them, and they didn't play it. They just dropped me like a leaf on a tree. So that was very painful. Again, I had so many rejections in life. I was rejected by that radio station, and I was rejected by people at large. They made fun of me. I was rejected by these record labels. I was called every name in a book. I was considered hopeless. I'm even called now a loser, despite getting a master's degree and trying to expand my horizon, owning a little company. I mean, I own a little BMI company. I consider that a triumph, but a triumph in terms of in control of my life. But the situation is these people really have made me realize, who rejected me, that I had to be strong and realize there are other people who won't. You know, because I had to be strong, I had to stand on my own 2 feet because I got one life to live. And to be strong to know that, yes, I was rejected. I had to move on. I dealt with the rejections of people who I wanted to be with, any of friendships, any of relationships, people who did not consider me for jobs. Some of it was probably because of, things that are not good in terms of selection for positions. Other was because of plain cruelty. Like when I was a child, they didn't want me to sit next to the man in Washington's chair because kids were too cruel. Or because another situation was because simply they had to move to another town, which meant there wasn't a friend to begin with, and there was nothing going on with that situation at the time that we would okay. I just told the person to take out the trash. But then I realized that cruelty can happen outside of me and insanity, so I had to keep with people who treat me good. Because, you know, and that's what I'm going to say to you. You know, if people don't reject you or don't like you, let them go, because there's always going to be people who will. It's their loss, because life is not worth it. And that's what I dealt with. That's why I write those songs about all these issues. And you will hear it in the Dove Night Matter Part 2. Spotify, Deezer, all over. It's all over. I try to be truthful and honest and very, because I'm, you know, very much in touch with what's going on in the real world. Because that's what I try to do all my life. My first half of my life, I was in upstate New York, totally different individual, trying to find my way and didn't have much to show in terms of how to do it until I was pretty much 18. And then realized that I can, there's a whole world around me, and realized I've been doing something all my life that I really wanted to do. And I had to spend years going after it. And yeah, I didn't get to that dream that I had, but I did release all these 6 albums, and that's enough said that I became a professional recording artist. Becoming a professional recording artist was a triumph. It was good. It was a good deed. So I do that for you. I hope you have all good deeds. good deeds and good situations happen for all of us who never give up, or at least believe in something that can happen despite the obstacles, or despite what, no matter what anybody say, or even if, no matter how what age I am, or how fat or tall I am, or what limitations. I had people who said that I was too damn lazy, But I don't know what they're talking about. Oh, I don't have a job. I have lots of jobs. If it's in referring to music, oh, I dug a lot. I'm still doing it. In fact, I worked my ass off. I paid my dues many years over in with music industry. I wouldn't have, if it wasn't, if Hollywood wasn't out here near OA, I would never came out here in the first place. Not just with the demos, I did compilations, I did performances. So for them to say that, it's frankly unfair and false if they say I didn't pay my dues, because I did. All those years, I earned it. And plus, not to mention all the struggles, and not to mention all the health issues that I dealt with from living on the street or from being battered as a child when no one wanted to help me, you know, getting your head clobbered all the time by a caregiver or not allowed to be who you are as a child, then what you're supposed to do? I frankly could have died at a young age, but thank God I lived. So I'm glad that God let me be on this planet to live, to be able to create. And that's what I love to do, is to create. Yeah, and I'm going to do it in a positive way. I tell it like it is. So that's what it is. That's why I did the Dove Night Matter. You can listen to all these songs that I play on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes. It's everywhere. And that is all it is. And no matter what happens, I know that as I get older, I get, you know, people can get grayer and get taller and get fatter and things, you know, get more different. But the things change. Because I always know that the sunshine is always there for me to believe in despite all the obstacles I experience. But in my life, I felt that there was not much sunshine. It was too many dark clouds and too many waves in the ocean that splashed on me. But I learned that they would go away, and they have. But as I got older, I started to see the sunshine, and the sunshine started to come out more and more. Because I do believe there's more sunshine than dark clouds. So I realized that when the times are really tough, I just hang in there, because I know that within a day or within an hour or the next day, the sun is going to come out, and I'm going to feel just fine and much better than I did the day before or the hour before. So that's where it is. So I don't give up. So that's what I try to, that's what I do in these podcasts, because I have to talk about my issues related to the music, because the music is part of those issues. That, because it's about turning lemons into lemonade and being positive, and being respectful of other people and other people's ambitions, because that's truly what I have to be and have to do, because that's the only right thing to be. I have to be a good Samaritan, a good person. I cannot take someone's dream away. Like, I hope no one takes mine away. So that's where it is. And I continue to grow and try to better myself. Yes, some people say, oh, he's sitting on them, blah, 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 who, what, when, or why, or how. Yes, I had limitations. I'm trying to do the best I can. The best I can to expand my horizons in my own way. And I am in no way to judge anybody, and I don't want nobody to judge me. But I do deserve that dream, because I spent years doing it. I earned it. So do everybody who try to make a stance and be somebody. We're not here to be sitting out here and trying to, we're not sitting out here sitting out here in China undermining each other. Now, if they did say they got money or sampling my songs for a rap or whatever, that is criminal. Anything away or forgery. And that's what the reason why I wrote tragedies is not what I am. It's being positive and overcoming thorns and the dark side. The dark side is out here in this world. And again, I must keep away from it. But also with my own issues, I clean out and I use those issues to write songs and to be as positive as I can be. So that's what I have to be, is positive. And because I'm trying to be positive, the last thing I want to say to you is, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever God or higher power you believe in. Because I do know there's a lot of people who believe in different religions and different ideas, and it should be respected because we're all God's children. Good night or good day if you're listening to me in Europe, London, because I know some people are listening to me overseas probably with this podcast, or wherever, or definitely United States. Good night from Dove Night.